A week of discovery on Kennedy Malloy. Mick and Limo discovered the truth about their favourite scenes in Flashdance.
Jennifer Beale in the movie and...
Yeah, but not her who was doing the actual dancing. That was a body double.
Oh, was it? Don't say that.
She's a maniac.
Did you say that was her?
They were doing a tight shot of her head and then cut to a professional dancer for the rest of it.
You hate other women who are talented.
We discovered you shouldn't push Jane too hard on the facts in her billionaire roundup segment.
Ehud Ari Laniado.
How much is this guy worth?
Well, he's a billionaire. He had tax evasion for £137 million, so imagine
him. You're not asking my question. How much is he worth?
A shitload. I can't find out.
You should do the finance report.
Mick thinks he's discovered the next reality TV family.
Keeping Up with the Kennedys.
Oh. We should do that.
Well, you know how troublesome it is in my house because sometimes
those kids are lucky to be alive.
I forget to feed the children.
I'd do a whole episode out of that. Follow that boy down the street. Not enough money to get two large pizzas while his mum's grogging on.
Jane discovered she had a house full of non-functional toilets.
I had Nick the plumber come round today. We need to silicon it up. But here's the rub. No one can use this toilet for 24 hours. I went, oh, crikey, there's seven of us. He goes, oh, on the upstairs one, you can't use that either.
So what's the plan?
Neighbours.
Mick discovered the Queen's Instagram.
She's what I call an influencer.
Yeah.
I remember she posted a picture of her planking. Do you remember that?
I do.
Swallowing a Tide Pod.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Oh, that's funny.
Doing the cinnamon challenge. Advertising the fire festival.
And we unfortunately discovered that there are more poo joggers out there.
A couple in February were caught doing it in a park.
So there's a couple. Now, his and hers squatting.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Oh, a couple. Jane, haven't you ever been on a first date that's just got out of hand?
My stomach feels weak.
Maybe they're celebrating an anniversary.
Really?
What's paper?
Yes. We discovered just how far Jane is prepared to go for her kids.
I've got a paleontologist on my hand, so I may have bought a life-size dinosaur for the backyard.
Wow. And had it shipped in.
That's what I spent my
money on. From a children's playground for underprivileged children.
No, it did not.
Mick discovered that he and Charlie Pickering have the same philosophy about small talk.
Sometimes in that situation, you just tend to agree. So just everyone to asks keep quickly.
Do you know when I do that the most? In a taxi. Because you know, I don't have the energy and I'm going to be out of this cabin to see you again in 10 minutes.
Please. I lie about what I do for a job in a taxi.
Yes, right.
Taxi is international waters.
Mick was excited to discover Lady Gaga might be up the duff.
She's denying it, of course.
Bun in the oven.
Little Gaga.
Should I think of a meat dress maternity wear?
That would be cool. A little mini prosciutto dress. You
know. And Tom Ballard discovered what it's like being grilled by Jane.
So, Tom, how's your love life at the moment?
It's depressing and lonely.
Do you have an animal? Do you have a cat? Is that cliche to ask you?
It's a young man.
I'm sorry.
That's actually pretty homophobic, to be honest.
Really?
Do you have an animal?
Well, thanks for coming in.
But the biggest discovery of the week, that Channel 9 had been keeping the studio audience of The Voice hostage for 9 hours.
That was pretty traumatising by the time we finished there. 10:30, I walked down, it was still going.
Were you having food or drink at any time of this 9 hours of being held hostage, John?
Yeah, they give you a bottle of water and a packet of chips. And you've got the crew walking around with pizza and we're getting the packet of chips.
No!
Oh, that's really sticking
get out.